so ashamed for all the wrongs I'd done. And I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames. I'd be there today, my friend, but for the blood. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'd ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Sometimes I get so low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving, unworthy of God's love. And oh yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I stand today, yes, I'm saved just by the blood. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'd ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles, going to the book of John chapter number 6. Last week we looked at Jesus Christ as he said to the Jewish people that he is the bread of life. John 6, 35 says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now the statement there, what he's saying is, if you'll come to me, I'll take away that hunger, I'll take away that thirst. He's talking not physical, but spiritual. You see, as Jesus was sent during, well, you can go back to the virgin birth. What did the angel say? And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He came for one purpose. He is Savior. And if you'll put your faith and trust in him, if you'll believe on him, he says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And so the Jewish people, they looked at the manna during Moses' day. That bread came down from heaven. But Jesus said just a few verses before, verse 35, down there in verse 32, he says, look, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. What's he saying? He is God. Yes, born of a virgin. God was manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. Matthew 1:23. The angel said, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And so when John told his disciples that Jesus was the one that came from above, and that he's above all, he that cometh from heaven is above all. Why? For he is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the one that purchased our redemption there at the cross of Calvary through the blood that was shed at that cross, that you and I could obtain eternal redemption. And so when he goes on to say, you're laboring for meat which perisheth, but he says, you need to labor for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. You see, what he was doing, he was revealing that religious rituals and tradition, all the different things that you can practice in a religion, will not get you to heaven. Why baptism? That can't save. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. I think Paul said it so clear in Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified, he's not declared righteous by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified, that we might be declared righteous by faith of Christ. and not by the works of law. For by the works of law shall no flesh be justified. And so Jesus answers to the people when they said, what is the work that we must do in order that we might get to heaven? Jesus' answer is simply trust in Jesus. Look at verse 29, John 6:29. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God hath sent. Well, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so he goes on with divine election and the free will of man. This, the next passage, reveals some things. You see, Jesus, he knew that the Jews would reject. But you know, their unbelief did not spoil or prevent the plan and purpose of God. God was very clear from the foundation of the earth. Galatians 4, verse number 4, Paul wrote this, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And we have, yes, divine election. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, the statement here Jesus is making, he's speaking concerning all born-again believers that make up the body of Christ. He says, I want you to know, no individual who comes to me will be turned away. All who come, God will receive. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2, Peter says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. God knows those who will accept. He knows those that will reject. The elect. The question might come in your mind, who are the elect? Well, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you called upon the name of the Lord, you're one of the elect. And then Paul went on the right. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Look, all believers are predestined to conform to the image of his son. God molds us into that image, many times through chastisement. As he works, chastens, those who he chastens are his children. The Bible says they'll yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness through the word of God. You know, the Bible uses the word of God to conform us to his image. That's why he said, in 1 Peter 1:13, we're to gird up the loins of our mind with the truth. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust of in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So it's through his word and by his spirit. When the Spirit of God indwells within believers, he, yes, works through the word of God. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. And so we have these elements. Look at what God does. He makes a statement here. He's telling believers, you're predestined to conform to his image. But he didn't stop there. You know what else he said? Whom he predestined, them he also called. We're called to bring forth fruit. Remember, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And then all believers are justified. They're declared righteous. Most importantly, we cannot lose eternal life. Many people believe, well, I might do something wrong. But if you're a believer, he will convict you of sin and you will confess it. Believers do not practice sin. John said, if you practice sin in 1 John 3, you're not a child of God. A child of God practices righteousness. You see, in this are the children of God manifest and the children of the devil. And then he goes on to say, he says, I want you to know, all believers are justified. They're declared righteous. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. These are wonderful truths. And so when he said to the Jews. Back here in the very beginning, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. These are some wonderful truths, but understand, the choice is yours. He that believeth is not condemned, John 3:18. But he that believeth not is condemned already. The choice is yours. Now, when God saves a sinner, it's through his word, by his spirit, that sinner comes to trust Jesus. You may say, well, on my timetable, I'll do this. But the warning comes within this passage. He is the one that does the calling. He is the one that does the convicting. To put it off means a hardening of the heart towards him. And so that's why it's so important that you realize you need to trust him today. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here every Sunday. It's Mobridge. We have 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, 1:30 afternoon service, Wednesday prayer and Bible study at 7:30. And you are invited to the New Freedom Baptist Church.
My face up.